WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Harris and former President Trump both on the campaign trail for the first time since their Wednesday debate. Harris will be in North Carolina and Trump will be in Arizona. Tropical Storm Francine hitting New Orleans is a Category 2. ABC's Jim Ryan says it's now a tropical storm.
The winds have died substantially, but Francine's torrential rains have brought the ongoing threat of flooding.
Saw water starting to seep in everywhere, and we saw the water coming out from our toilet and our bathtub.
He lives on the southern shore of Lake Pontchartrain. The one known injury resulting from the storm was to a Louisiana state trooper who was hit by a falling tree.
The first ever private spacewalk.
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations.
Happening this morning, high above the Earth, billionaire Jared Isaacman funding the mission and taking part in the walk with a SpaceX engineer. Three big wildfires continue burning in Southern California. The Bridge Fire, now more than 50,000 acres. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources Authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Women and workers of color are still making less than other lower-wage workers in Wisconsin. That's according to a new UW-Madison study.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps in wages, because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
Co-author Laura Dresser says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tonight you can hear the second half of the Dane County budget proposals. Last night, half the county departments presented their budget requests. Tonight, the other half will, including lots of our criminal justice departments like the sheriff's office, the clerk of courts, and the medical examiner, plus budgets for the county clerk, which administers our elections, library services, and land and water resources. You can listen in and comment. You don't even have to be there in person. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock. And nearly 150 search dogs teams are coming to Wisconsin, and it's not for a search. The Illinois-Wisconsin Search Dog Summit is in Portage County starting this weekend. It's a week-long training camp that handlers say is essential. These teams search for missing people and bodies, and they need volunteers so a dog could track you through the woods. This team responds to about 30 calls a year searching for missing people. The Illinois-Wisconsin Search Dog Summit starts this Sunday. It ends on the 20th in Rossholt. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been studying since he arrived in town less than 3 weeks ago.
Just trying to put in as much time as I need to feel comfortable and just make sure that whenever my number is called, I'm ready. Whether Jordan can go or he can't, you know, just try to be ready regardless, because even if he can go, I have to be ready, just as last week, you know.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison. Chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States. United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Many of my constituents have said that has been happening. It's led to higher home prices. That is a verifiable fact. So this influx has led to a lot of
poverty. But you said that immigrants have eaten animals, and city officials have said that that's not true.
City officials have said that's not true. That's not actually accurate. What they
Wow. J.D. Vance doubling and tripling it down on the racist idiocy that Haitians are eating pets in Springfield.
The city manager said there's no verifiable evidence. A lot of residents on the ground have said that there is. That just means the city manager, I think, isn't fully in touch with what's going on the ground there. I've heard from many of my own constituents who have seen these things with their own eyes, who have seen these abductions with their own eyes, who have seen geese being taken out of local parks and slaughtered in front of their eyes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, the clip we played before the break was about him saying they spread disease.
Yes.
And I'm like, is that an old Haitians have AIDS from the 80s
sounds
thing?
Like it.
Or, I know. No, let's go back further. I think it's the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right. Jews have being vermin that spread disease. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk to
if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redler.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redlener is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom. How did we know Bobby Kennedy would be the least weird of this whole menagerie?
Is that true? Is that confirmed? Because I actually thought he was the second most weird. But look, if he's the least weird, I'm going to accept that. And
did you see the meme did someone say eating pets?
He's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Doc, I was saying, we can joke because there's so much, fodder in this ridiculous Trump-Vance campaign. But I was saying he's ridiculous. He's made his whole party ridiculous. So they have to double and triple and quadruple down on Haitians are eating pets.
Well, and by the way, I want to reveal this on your show, on your platform, but I have to get it out of my system. But I did have General So's chicken last night, and I don't know. I don't know whether the chicken was somebody's pet or not, but confession here. It is so
insane. Are you doing
insane.
Jokes? Go ahead.
So insane. Oh, boy. So, yeah.
I mean, I was saying, but the darker, more despicable sort of racist thing is this, they're spreading disease. I was saying, this echoes the Holocaust. The Jews are vermin. They're spreading disease. They're this, they're that. I mean, the Haitian community is terrified in Springfield.
Well, in all seriousness, the debate, there were two kind of lies promoted and in the campaign in general of them. One is just absurd. You know, the eating of pets, for example. That's laughable. What's not laughable is the association of neo-Nazis and Tucker Carlson and the friendships with dictators and tyrants around the world. Those are the things. Those are the serious issues that we have with the campaign. The absurdities, the lies, the foolishness of Trump and Vance and the insanity of Bobby Kennedy. You know, it's part entertainment and it's part dead serious.
Yeah.
You know, and this is something we just have to, we're going to have to just get through this and make sure that that Kamala wins, and hopefully in a landslide.
Yeah.
So you can possibly protest.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's possible. We were just saying how many people are just not even paying attention till now, but 60 million people saw that thing the other night. And, you know, clearly Trump took a pounding. You said the debate sealed the deal for millions of people. Trump is a rambling, incompetent, dishonest candidate. Harris is smart, informed, presidential. The moderators were excellent. They did indeed fact-check Trump a lot because he sounded crazy and lied a lot. But all this has ignited a national firestorm of vitriol and aggression from the apoplectic MAGA wing of the party of Trump. They need to chill out, try to understand. They're being led by an unstable, unfit candidate and his misinformed sidekick who must never lead America again. I mean, that pretty much sums it all up, doesn't it? And you just have to hope that, as we were saying, even these groups of undecided voters, which I don't know, but pretty much all of them that saw the debate said they're Harris now. So,
by the way, I don't know whether you agree with me, Steph, but I the people that are the true MAGAs, they're not going anywhere. They're going to vote for him. It doesn't matter what he does and how he does it. But I do think that undecided, the uncommitted, the Nikki Haley voters have something to think about after Tuesday night. And look, we can only hope and that more and more people, by the way, like Taylor Swift, will give permission to that whole demographic to register to vote and vote for Harris. And it'll be not deciding, but really helpful.
You know, Liz Cheney said something interesting, that she thinks a lot of Republicans are going to secretly, quote unquote, vote for Harris. And I think that may be particularly true of women. And she was saying someone was saying it's the flip of 2016 when they underestimated Trump's support because people were, you know, embarrassed to say they were going to vote for him, which, first of all, maybe you should think about that. If you're too embarrassed to say, maybe you should rethink your vote. But they're saying they underestimated his support because people, and they're saying this may be the flip now.
Here's what I'm imagining. If you're a woman who's living with an extreme MAGA guy, and you may not feel like saying to him or to a pollster that I hate Donald Trump, I think he's crazy, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. So they may just, in response to their husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, say whatever they're going to say. But when they get in that ballot box in the booth and they think about what a vote for Trump means, I think they're just going to go to the Dems and pull the lever for Kamala.
We've heard these stories that, because it's a secret ballot, all these votes, all these Republicans saying, if this were a secret ballot, I would have voted to impeach Trump or whatever. You know, I mean, they're just cowards. But however we get there is fine with me. Let's talk about, you obviously have a big interest in all, with all the help you're doing for Ukraine.
Yeah.
You just said it's impossible to overstate the impact of this dangerous ticket on the stability of democracy, not just here in the U.S., but in Europe and the rest of the world as well. And, you know, a lot of people obviously have echoed that. Who is it? Stuart Stevens said, former Republican strategist, said, Trump had a debate so bad it should disqualify him from ever holding public office again. She said last night VP Harris disqualified Trump. He was exposed as a fool, a know-nothing that can't distinguish between fantasy and reality. He astonishingly said he would not have honored Article 5 of NATO, the linchpin to post-World War II peace and prosperity for the Western alliance. He showed he lives in a make-believe world where Americans overwhelmingly opposed Roe v. Wade. He was humiliated, dominated, left sputtering, get off my lawn. This is the danger. This dangerous fool is the legacy of the modern Republican Party. All those Republicans I helped elect, when your careers are studied, this is what you'll be remembered for. Shame. You have failed a test as Americans, the worst generation. That's pretty
incredible. Yeah. Incredible statement.
Wouldn't even say he wants Ukraine to win, of course, right?
Yeah, because he doesn't. He wants whatever Putin wants, and that's that's where the beginning of this danger lies. You know, there were some reports of from people. Oh, it was the Prime Minister of Australia who said he's been in the room with Donald Trump, and Putin walks in, and Donald Trump is behaving like a 12-year-old fanboy. He said it was disgusting and weird to actually see this unfold multiple times. And look, I think that the level of danger he poses for America is clear. But I think people should not forget that the destruction that he could do for global democracy is unspeakable.
We got to keep pushing. Kamala Harris made a great, you know, I think, case for that, as you did right in this tweet, as you said, you know, think of their certain abandonment of Ukraine as domino number one in the potential collapse of multiple democracies in Europe and the shredding of alliances America's helped build and sustain. The warning lights are flashing red. We can never, ever let Trump advance near the White House. And I think she made that case and made it very surgically to Polish people in you know, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, you know, Putin's going to be sitting in Kyiv, and then what do you think he's going to do next, right?
Yeah. It can't be allowed to happen. For whatever reason, I feel, you know, doomily optimistic.
I know. It's weird.
That she's going to win.
Yeah.
And she's got to win. So it's hard to process any other outcome, right?
Yeah, I agree. Let me bring you down now, because now that's my job. It's just this idiocy. Okay, so here's Megyn Kelly. She is a big mad about Taylor Swift.
So upset. She's so upset.
Endorsing Kamala Harris. But... so, you know, Travis Kelce did a commercial about getting vaccinated. It's just getting vaccinated. You and I talk about this all the time, this anti-vax idiocy that Trumpism has given us. But so this is, first of all, I love that she just said they're rich, out of touch elitists.
That, Megyn Kelly.
But she's supporting Donald Trump, and she's Megyn Kelly. Right. Okay, so this is 15. Here we go. Yeah.
This pair, Taylor and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, are the epitomes of elite snobs. They both have gazillions of dollars. She doesn't care what happens to these kids, just like he doesn't give a what happens to all the young men who take that Pfizer booster he's been pushing on them. I'm sure he's totally clueless about the myocarditis taking the lives of young men in this country who didn't need the shot to begin with, never mind a booster.
Your thoughts, Dr. Leonard?
Well, you know, look, when Dr. Kelly speaks, she got to listen.
Of course, because she's
By the way, is also a gazillionaire.
Right, thank you.
Anti-vax and pro-Trump bolt.
Right, she's out of touch.
She's like the Dr. Spock of our generation. Yeah. She's like, she's the go-to resource for medical advice. Well, at least we'll have Bobby Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services. If Trump wins, that's something to look forward to, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, before we go, I know, again, he does so much criming that we get numb to the criming he does in real time on live television.
Criming? Yeah.
But, you know, Joyce Vance flagged this. Trump may have inadvertently confessed to a federal crime during his train wreck debate. He said he would put an end to the Israel, Hamas, and Russia-Ukraine wars even before becoming president. Joyce is saying, if I'm president-elect, I'll get it done. Peace in Israel before I'm even inaugurated. It's a confession to a federal crime under the Logan Act.
Yep.
And I keep thinking, there's more reporting that he talked to Putin.
Mm-hmm.
He's been talking to Putin. He's talking to Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, I don't know if we'll ever get evidence of that, but that's illegal. And I'm sure he's trying to, it would be another election interference. Charge.
It would be, but what do you expect? You know, this is such an important election. I know it seems like we keep saying this every presidential election, but there's been nothing like this.
Yeah.
Nothing like this turning point for America. And I hope we'll end up doing the right thing, and this will go away as much as possible. We'll still have a lot of MAGAs running around there, even if Trump loses, and we'll have to figure out what to do about those people. But right now, there's one mission and one mission only, which is to elect Kamala Harris.
Bless you.
And Tim,
we've got a plan. So John Bon Jovi's going to talk them all down. You have to talk them down after he lost the debate, and when he loses the election, John Bon Jovi will talk them down and bring them into the light with us.
Right from the edge of the bridge. Exactly.
There you go. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooga, ooga, ooga. Okay, thank you. We love you, Dr. Redliner.
Thanks, Doc. Well, it's very mutual, Stephanie.
So back at you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, my morning kick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Look, I have my bottle of rosé. That's nighttime medicine. And then I have my morning kick, which is mommy's morning medicine.
Conceivably, you could mix the two.
No.
You don't want to do that.
Mixing. Don't cross the streams. Don't mix the morning and the evening.
Don't do that. No.
Morning kick is my morning strawberry lemonade flavored amazing energy drink. Supports my gut health. Nourishes my body. Helps me feel more youthful. Helps me perform better on my bicycle, on my hike, on my girl weights.
Yeah.
It enhances just your overall well-being. You will love it. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pett's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
Only...
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We were discussing my 1 degree of Bon Jovi separation.
Oh, yeah.
My ex made out with him. That's how hot. She's made out with Bon Jovi hot.
And he's been married to his wife since they were in.
I don't know what. Listen, 17. Let's not be sticklers. I don't know. Okay. It was a long, long time ago.
Okay. Maybe, was it high school?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was, actually. Okay. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
He's about our age, so. Yeah.
Speaking of saucy, minxy whores, hi, Karen.
Hello. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, I'm kind of a young person whisperer, and I'm thinking that any young person who watched that debate and saw Donald Trump, they're looking at him as like grandpa's off the meds again, or he's drunk again. You know, I mean, it's just nonsensical. That is going to appeal to nobody, talking about people eating pets. But, you know, and I don't understand these older voters that are undecided, you know, so either you've been in a coma your entire life or you are too dumb to tie your own shoes. And I just feel, though, if we have these conversations with these kids that are just coming of age to vote and they really haven't been paying attention, talk to them. Ask if they're registered. Make sure to send them to vote.org to get registered. I had a conversation with one of the young people at the coffee shop that I go to every day, and she said, well, I have to do some research. And I said, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in a woman's right to choose? She said, yes. And I said, I just saved you a whole bunch of time. Vote Democratic, up and down the ticket. Mm-hmm. They're going to mail you something before the election about judges. Those are important to pay attention to. And any questions that you have for me, I'm here to answer them.
Yep.
So we have to reach out to these kids if we can.
Yep, absolutely. You do that with your giant, spectacular rack.
Yeah, your rack will help.
And free That'll mom always hugs. Help. She does free mom hugs at the, you know.
She does.
Yeah. Chicago Pride.
Okay. She also does free Chris hugs at sexy liberal shows.
You yes, you have an equally spectacular rack, so it's just a meeting of the spectacular racks.
We bumped racks.
Yeah. Okay, who said, I will say this, I coach flag football. I'll tell my kids all the time that the players that complain about the refs are the losers, right? The winners of the game never complain about the refs. So I think the complaining about the moderators reveals how the candidate surrogates felt about the debate itself. Who said that?
Penelope Pitstop.
No, it doesn't matter. No, Mediaite. So. That's true.
Some dude
wah, 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 wah. So much whining. So little time. So much whining. Trump tore into Fox Business host Neil Cavuto after Cavuto said Trump decisively lost the debate.
Right.
Hey, maybe Neil should invite me back on now that I'm on his side.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Neil Cavuto, the Fox's Lois Reagan anchors, one of the worst on television. I actually prefer the losers at CNN and MSNBC.
No, you don't. Stop lying.
Okay.
MSDNC.
So he told one of the less deucey of the two deuces, I don't know which one, that he
Steve
would
deucey.
Not do a Fox News debate now hosted by Brett Baer.
Burr.
And Martha McCollum. He would only do it if it's hosted by
earthquake alert.
Hannity. Oh, good.
Oh, that's
by
great.
Hannity or Jesse Waters or whatever, and I assume packed with a crowd of toothless MAGA morons. You know what? She would still win.
Yeah,
I think that's his way of saying he's not gonna do it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Is there going to be an earthquake? Let me know.
Yeah, there's an earthquake warning right now.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, what earthquake else? Detected. Drop cover, hold on.
Yeah, drop cover, hold on stuff.
I think I'll talk to Catherine in Baltimore instead. Okay. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that after Taylor Swift's endorsement, registrations went up 500,000.
Yep, I know.
New registrations, and then they leveled off. And then when Trump made his veiled threat that she will pay, which is his veiled threat to his supporters to go after her, they started up again. They started, their registration started soaring again.
The 5.0.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette poll is trending for Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump by 4 points among likely voters. The race was dead even a month ago. Poll director Charles Franklin.
These changes are all inside that margin of error. But having said all of that, other things look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the U.S. Senate race. Wisconsin school superintendent is running for re-election. Jill Underly says her priorities are getting more money for underfunded schools, reforming literacy education, and improving mental health support. No other candidates have announced yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 1 in 6 Americans get sick from foodborne illness or food poisoning every year, according to the FDA. Pat Haney is a food safety consultant in Green Bay. He says even if it feels basic, keeping meat and produce separate as you cook will help you avoid cross-contamination.
Rule of thumb is to have a designated cutting board, like a yellow for poultry, green for produce.
September is Food Safety Education Month. And Chocolate Shop has just announced their finalists for the Single Batch Ice Cream Contest. People have entered their ideas, and now the company will team up with the TeenWorks Culinary Arts Program from the Goodman Community Center to make that flavor a reality. Here are this year's finalists: Apple Cider Donut, Dulce de Leche Churro, and Red Velvet Revival. You can go vote on which is your favorite until September 25th. Then Chocolate Shop will start creating the winning flavor. I'll put a link up on our website so you can vote. Just go to mad.radio. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
By the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This
this was classic President Trump performance. In the case of Kamala Harris, most people didn't know her terribly well, other than a few clips that were not flattering that you might see on the internet. And people saw, oh, actually, she's an intelligent, capable person who has a point of view on issues, and she demonstrated that time and again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah. She's upstairs. We had an earthquake. We did not feel it, but apparently it was near Malibu, so hoping nobody got hurt there. Right. Oh, look, now here she is.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I have a lot of work to do because I had to carry a lot of groceries up all by myself.
You wanted the exercise.
Yeah, now I probably weigh less than you, so there. Okay. I'm kidding. Okay. Sorry.
We played number six.
Yeah. Which one's that?
Mitt Romney.
Oh, where are we on the outrage meter?
He's not outraged. He thought that Kamala Harris won the debate.
Oh, good. He thought what everyone else in the entire world thought. Yes. So it was safe for him to say so?
Yes.
Fantastic courage, Mitt. Thank you. I can't. I just can't with this party. We were talking about this father, this extraordinary statement he made, the Ohio father condemning Trump and Vance as morally bankrupt politicians for exploiting his 11-year-old son's death to smear Haitian immigrants. Aiden Clark was killed last August. A minivan driven by a Haitian immigrant drifted left of center and struck an oncoming school bus. As I was saying, this guy had an Ohio ID card. He was in Springfield legally on a temporary protected status. But, you know, that's not the point. First of all, he's going to jail. I mean, obviously, this was a horrible accident, but he said, I wish my son, Aiden Clark, was killed by a 60-year-old white man. I bet you never thought anyone would say something so blunt, but if that guy killed my 11-year-old son, the incessant group of hate-spewing people would leave us alone. Yep. The last thing we need is to have the worst day of our lives violently and constantly shoved in our faces. But even that's not good enough for them. They take it one step further. They make it seem that our wonderful Aiden appreciates your hate, that we should follow their hate. This needs to stop now. They can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants, the border crisis, even untrue claims about fluffy pets being ravaged and eaten by community members. However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed, to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio. I will not listen to them one more time to hear their apologies. And I just have to say,
yeah,
good for him. There's no low too low for them.
No,
right?
No,
make people into political pawns and forget that they're actual, you know, people. Okay. Where were we? Yes, I wanted to finish Senator Murphy, who went on Fox News.
Yeah. We need more Democrats to go on Fox News.
Yeah, to talk about how badly. I loved Pete Buttigieg's line. Hi, I'm Pete Buttigieg. You may know me from Fox News.
If Donald Trump thinks he won, then he should be eager as a campaign tactic to get back up on that stage. But of course, we know that he knows he lost. He knows last night was a disaster. That's why he rushed over to the spin room last night to try to change the narrative. And that's why he is this morning refusing to debate, refusing even to debate on Fox News. He's rejected your network's offer to debate. That's the friendliest territory for Donald Trump. And he won't even debate on Fox News because he knows that when he and Kamala Harris are on a stage together, he just doesn't look like a leader. And she does.
Well, there you go. I mean, holy cow. Talk about, he's reached maximum solitude, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he won't be on Fox News. Ay, ay, ay. Aw. Truth Social stock plunges by more than 15% after widely panned Trump debate. Wow, he's having a very terrible, horrible, awful
year. No good
life.
Week. Yeah.
No good week, yes. I took a nosedive in early trading Wednesday, plunging by more than 15%. Stock had peaked at $66 a share in March. Oh, no. Now it is. They're trading in the $15 range.
Aww.
Aww. You know who's doing very well financially is Taylor Swift.
I guess she's doing quite well.
All right. Do we want to play more of Megyn Kelly having a mad and a sad?
She's so upset.
Is she having more of a mad or a sad?
Yes.
She's having a mad sad.
Okay. There's nothing about nothing like another multi-gazillionaire talking about how Taylor Swift isn't out of touch gazillionaire because she's not supporting the other out of touch gazillionaire Donald Trump because something.
What? And then throwing in some anti-vax conspiracy theories.
Right.
On top of that.
Why not?
Right.
Sure. Okay, 13. All right. Now.
So this woman is fine with his plan to take custody of the children from parents who don't want them to chop off their body parts and put them in Minnesota court's custody so the body parts can be chopped off and they can be sterilized outside the custody of their parents. That's what led Taylor Swift to endorse it.
Gotten crazier since
news? She really has.
And angrier? I don't understand what's happening. Because she knows that's... She's a lawyer. She knows that's not at all what Tim Walz is doing in Minnesota.
I know.
It's just, right? Chopping off children's body parts. Oh, my God.
She's just riling up her base.
Yes.
That's all.
Here we go.
If she wants to vote Harris Walz, she can do it all she wants. But to say the reason she's doing it is because of Tim Walz's stance on LGBTQ, F you, Taylor Swift, and F all of the people who want to see these children have body parts chopped off and watch them sterilized under the age of consent, and then will ride off to their multi-gazillion-dollar mansions, never to think of them again. Emily, this is unbelievable. The left is losing its mind.
What?
She signed it, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady.
She gets upset easily.
I mean, she's so angry.
Right.
I'm going to say it's much bigger mad than it is a sad.
Yeah.
Poor Megyn Kelly gets triggered. Oh.
Show us on the doll where the Swiftie touched you.
Little Megyn Kelly got triggered by the mean lady.
She's kind of sad about Kelsey, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where's Travis Kelsey going to be? Because those are his fans. Where's he going to be when these boys wind up with heart scarring that causes heart attacks and potentially death? They will be sitting in their mansions in Rhode Island and California and New York and jetting across the world saying, let them eat cake, because they'll be bathing themselves in their own sanctimony, too obsessed with their money and their concerts and their football games to have a thought for those they've hurt.
What is her problem?
You know, they always say that, like, it's the childless cat ladies that are miserable. Can I say Taylor Swift looks like she's having the time of her life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's having a blast.
Megyn Kelly seems very unhappy.
Yeah.
Also, Taylor Swift seems very well adjusted to her fame. Megyn Kelly seems to not be.
Exactly. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
What has happened? Aren't they always saying we're the ones that are miserable?
Yeah.
And I just say I'm having the time of my life. I can't tell fart jokes in my basement with my friends.
Megyn Kelly screams at her listeners.
She's so. I mean, you could hear the anger.
I mean, you can see Travis Kelsey and
they're having
the time of their lives. They're joy, fun. Like what? Since when does a country singer cheering excitedly for her football star boyfriend, a thing that
and she said
hate.
Something nice about him at the awards last
she's
night.
She's kind of moved away from country.
Yeah, she's like a pop star.
But whatever. What I'm saying like is, they're like, oh, boo, because we don't like your politics. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. I mean, she's like the all-American girl. And by the way, she's doing very badly. She just won another MTV award last night.
and I'd say cut, and we'd be done with that take. I would always just hear someone like cheering and like woo, like from across the studio where we were shooting it, and that one person was my boyfriend Travis.
I think that's the first time she said that in public.
I think so. Yeah. I think it is. The crowd went nuts.
Everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic. So I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot.
That's the way people describe the Trump Walz, or excuse me, the Harris Walz campaign.
Yeah.
Is right?
Joy.
Just fun, joy, magic.
Right.
And they just, MAGA does not know what to do. They're just like,
they're just
boo!
Miserable people.
There's too much laughing and fun. Ah, there's dancing. Ah, they have a DJ. Ah, I'm so mad.
Just so angry over there.
They are.
God.
They
I know.
Are.
Yeah. I don't even know what that was about. Wait, can you play 16 again? There's something else in there I missed.
Okay.
She has a super mad on about.
Where's Travis Kelsey going to be? Because those are his fans.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going to be when these boys wind up with heart scarring?
Oh, I was going to say. It's Dr. Doom, Dr. World-renowned pediatrician. Dr. Irwin Redlener had the line of the morning. He's like, well, if Dr. Kelly says so. Oh, my God. Just pushing out anti-vax bull.
You know she's vaccinated.
Jody and I just got our vax.
If there were problems with vaccinations, we would have a lot more dead people in the world.
Yeah. Right. By the way, go get it. I already got my, you can get your combination COVID flu shot. Jody and I already did it.
Yeah. By the way, Megyn Kelly speaks about it. She she makes it seem like everybody who gets a booster shot gets encephalitis.
Or whatever.
Myocarditis. Yeah. It's like, stop the fear mongering, Megan.
Debunked. I know.
I know.
Anyway.
If it were a problem, we'd know it.
Right.
Also, my mammogram was negative, just for those of you.
Oh, thank you.
You have no boobs, or?
No, I have enough boob. Check out some sexy liberal pictures. There's certain dresses in a smaller light,
boob,
in a certain light that I have a certain sort of semi-cleavage.
Do you put those chicken cutlets in there?
No, there's nothing in there.
A Wonder Bra? A water bra.
I'm kind of sad I had Kaiser do it when Jen Kirkman offered. I didn't know she was going to give me a free mammogram. I would have taken it from her. That would have been fun.
I hear the smaller your boobs, the more it hurts.
I know it. They keep grabbing them to try to put them in that vice. They're like, I got to get it all in there.
It's so painful.
It's horrible, Chris.
It's the worst invention.
Is there any medical procedure where they put your balls in a
clamp? No, there isn't.
None of you have ever had a proctology exam.
We have what we call gynecological exams, and they go everywhere.
I poop in a box and send it in. I do that guy, the little box with
the feet.
With the feet.
Instead of a colonoscopy.
Yes,
right.
I know.
Well, I have to do both.
All right, is there a procedure? So just imagine they put your balls separately in a vise.
And then they squish it.
Imagine the doctor sticking his fist up your bum.
Hi, it's called a gynecological exam.
Like, you don't like that, colon cowboy. Anyway, what?
Hi, gynecological exams. They prod you everywhere.
George did the T-shirt, colon cowboy and bulimic ditch licker.
He did?
I don't think we can.
I don't think anyone's going to wear that.
No.
And then I think you're some random whore. I don't know. You're some random straight whore that's just here. Yeah, Chris, you don't understand. They grab each of them separately.
And it's so painful.
And when they're small, it's even worse because then they have to pull. You know what it is? They twist it like they're making a balloon animal. They're like, yeah.
And then they squeeze it about this much.
Yeah. They're like, we got to get all the tissue in there.
And then they squeeze it.
I'm doing a mammogram on the air. And then they...
At least the doctor has not stuck a fist up your bum.
I don't care. Okay, anyway, the point is, and then they say don't breathe. I'm like, I'm not anyway because my...
Have you had a speculum inside of you?
I've had a doctor's fist inside me.
The Stephanie Miller Show highly recommends both mammograms and proctological exams. Please do not let this segment dissuade you in any way.
It's
a lot more fun than watching Trump
speak.
Do you
have to do the ultrasound too?
No, I didn't do that.
No, I have to do
my breasts. My breasts are dense, though.
So are mine. That's why they make me do the ultrasound, too.
Oh.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
They're just dumb. They're dumb.
Mine are dumb, too.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
I don't owe you medical information. HIPAA Act. Nosy bastard. Okay, let's go to...
You know about my colonoscopy?
Well, I know you don't like a fist up your ass.
Well, they made me watch the video while they had the camera up my butt.
You were awake enough for that?
Yes.
Wow.
Anita, can you help us, please, in some way? Anita in San Antonio.
I don't think so.
No.
Poor Anita.
Okay, you know how Donald Trump is running around saying he won that debate, like, by 92% or 86%,
sure.
Or he keeps making up these numbers from these fake polls?
Yep.
Can you imagine if Joe Biden had ran around after that last debate, that June debate, and said, oh, I won that debate, 92%.
Yeah.
The media would be calling him crazy, you know, saying somebody needs to get grandpa out of the White House.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, threatening to take ABC's license. It's just like, how much, like, authoritarian bull are you going to put up with?
Yeah.
And know that grandpa crazy is crazy enough to do it this time. I mean, right-wingers I was talking about saying that they should be arrested, the moderators should be arrested, that ABC should be criminally charged. I mean, they're out of their minds.
Yeah.
Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dad Jamal. Yeah, I told you about my long discussion with Clyde, who really likes TV, but he was paying way too close attention to the commercial for the other dog food, and I had to explain to him that. Listen, this is just advertising. This is not good. This is, you got to take up freezer space. You got to cut it open. It's gloppy and messy. It is not as good as your Nature's Blend.
Right.
And he nodded, and I don't care what you say, Chris. He's very intelligent.
Oh.
He was like, oh, thank you, Mommy. Is it packed with superfoods and raw and freeze-dried instead so it's shelf-stable and pantry-safe? And I said, yes, Clyde.
He didn't say that. All he had was a bunch of symbols in his thought bubble.
It was in his thought bubble. was not a monkey with cymbals. Cod crispy time every day is just the stuff that dreams are made, dog dreams are made of. They run around the house like they have stolen them because they're Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, it is Nature's Blend, just the best. It's the best dog food in the world. Raw, freeze dried, not cooked on high heat, so all the nutrients and flavor is gone. It is shelf stable, mess free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and free bag of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Shop Furlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlo.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have got some credit card news. My favorite agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they recently looked at credit card offers from lenders that were big and small, and boy oh, did they find a difference. No matter how good your credit is, small local banks and credit unions offer lower interest rates. I mean like 8 to 10% lower. The CFPB says that if you have credit under 620, large banks these days are probably going to offer you an APR of around 29%. That's brutal. And small banks and credit unions are coming in just over 20%. Got a credit score of 720 or better? Some smaller lenders are doing 15% APRs. Big lenders are in the low 20s. Now, of course, paying your card off every month is the best way to avoid paying interest. But I sure do like knowing that local cards have cheaper rates. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the sexiest of liberal companies, yep. Next to the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Well, I mean,
you know. But they've been doing it even longer. Jody's been using them for 20 years. She knew about this because, you know what? Sometimes you got to, some companies a little sketch. You're like, I don't really have a choice.
Right.
Bada, right? Mm-hmm. Credo Mobile, the nation's progressive phone company, they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on and on. Right? Transgender Law Center.
Right.
Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company. The most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, great customer service. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For back to school, they will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to Credo, and they will donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Art supplies, technology, diverse books. We still have those.
Yeah.
Wow. CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. Please play this because I want to, for the second time this show, to say, yes, Frank Luntz, you are correct. You have always, always been correct, as long as we have been at war with East Asia.
And the complete inability to present his point of view without completely tearing into her, into Joe Biden, into whomever was in his sights. It was a pretty negative performance, pretty pessimistic, cynical, contemptuous. And I think that this will cost him. Yes, I'm trying to decide if I want to go on record, and the answer is yes. I think that that he loses because of this debate performance.
Wow. If that's the thing that took to do it, okay. Fantastic. Thanks for paying attention, everybody. Thanks for coming along after all this time. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved when she said, yeah, you're not running against Biden. You're running. Hi, it's me. I'm Kamala Harris. You're running against me now. How about that whole thing? He went off. First of all lies, as usual. But he's like, Biden's corrupt, so corrupt, taking all this money from China Hunter. They're taking all this. What about they took this money? And they took all. It's all been debunked.
Yeah. Right.
So it's all lies. And who cares? Biden's not the candidate.
Nope.
He's literally going on about money and how much money Joe Biden. It's literally all projection because it's him and his family.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That grifted the bejesus out of God knows how many countries, right? Let's go to Javad. Okay. Carry the four divided by. Oh, here's Ernie in Illinois. Hi, Ernie.
Ernie, put the phone down.
Ernie. Okay, let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. Hi, Bob.
Hey, great morning.
Hi, go ahead.
I'll be at the airport when you guys are coming into Durham.
Sweet.
I'll be holding up the sign. I'll be holding up the sign that's saying, stolen car waiting for Stephanie Miller.
And I'll be hopping in. And by the way, Rocky Mountain Mike will be our first guest on panel, and people lose their minds. Yeah. Just when he showed up at a Sexy Liberal and walked, people were like, oh, my God, it's Rocky Mountain Mike. So, and we're working working on other surprises. Both my big sisters will be there. Yay. Very excited about North Carolina.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be rocking.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
We're almost out of time. Anyway, sexyliberal.com, please. That's next up. It's next Saturday.
That is.
September 21st, correct? And then we are on to Phoenix and then Kansas City and then L.A., the big one before the right before the election, November 2nd here in Los Angeles with Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, and more to be announced. SexyLiberal.com. Dana Goldberg next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.